This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
21 on Power Business. Now, the big news of the day, certainly the CPI print coming out of Stats SA, where we saw it easing slightly to 5.3%, coming down from 5.6% in the month of February. Joining us to unpack or make sense of this number is Patrick Kelly. He's Chief Director responsible for Price Stats at Stats SA. Patrick, always a pleasure. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Alexander. Thank you.
Wonderful, Patrick. Please help us take a look at or make sense of this number, 5.3%. It looks like it's moving in the right direction, but I'm keen to maybe get a snapshot of the overall trend line.
Yeah, sure. So as you said, the 5.3 is down from 5.6 in February, and we've pretty much been in the 5 to 6% range since September last year. I mean, this is down from kind of the post-COVID peak of 7.8%, which was in July 2022. So we have seen inflation kind of slowing down, but it's bouncing around at this levels. I think that one of the key features that really we could pay attention to is food inflation, which obviously is important for each individual household and person, but also has quite a substantial overall impact on inflation. And this has been slowing quite a lot. So we reached 5.1% year-on-year inflation for food in March. That was down from the 6.1% in February. And, you know, this is now kind of the lowest that we've had in 3.5 years for food inflation.
Well, we also know about food price inflation, Patrick, was avian flu moving through the system there. Based on this data, what's happening with poultry? Can we, rest now that we've seen that pass through the system?
Yeah, definitely. We've seen actually poultry prices, really slowing down, in some cases decreasing. We also see decreases for some of the other food products, kind of meat products such as beef and mutton, slowing down quite substantially. So those things seem to have worked their way out. I think we're probably also benefiting in food inflation from the good rains that we had during summer, and fairly good agricultural outputs have led to much softer kind of bread and cereals inflation. And in fact, we see decreases in things like white bread, maize meal prices actually coming down.
That is certainly very comforting. I'd like to zone in a little bit on education inflation. Please help us understand this one. Patrick, I was taken aback actually by the increases there.
Yeah, so education inflation seemingly is always a bit higher than average inflation. And this year, schools, universities put their fees up on average by 6.3%. This is more than what we recorded in 2023. If we drill down into that a little bit, we see high schools really pushing numbers up, 7.3% fee increase this year, whereas primary schools and tertiary institutions both increased by about just under 6%.
That is rather interesting. I'm also keen to hear a little bit more about the higher health insurance premiums. I think they were recorded in the month of February. Are they still showing up in the data now?
Yeah, so your medical aid premiums increase once a year, and these are typically passed on in January, but we record them in February. Health insurance increased by almost 13%. From last year, if we look across all the different companies and the different plans that are offered to consumers. So that will sit in, that number will sit in the inflation number until February next year, when we review the 2025 increases.
Patrick, also please help us shed light on what's happening with sugar, sweets and desserts. I think that one is a bit alarming. I'm wondering if, we're just paying a little bit more for sugar and desserts and stuff, if this is all seasonal, or if we're seeing a bit of a problem here, sticky numbers.
Yeah, definitely the sugar is sticky. And it's been above 15% this category since June last year. And in March, this reading, we got just under 18% year-on-year inflation for kind of that category of things. So look, we This is across the board. So sugars up kind of 20 to 22%. We've got chocolate slabs up kind of 18, 16%, depending on which category you look at. So it is quite widespread. You know, this would typically be fueled by increases in actual sugar prices. But I must say, if we look at the producer price index, the sugar prices have not been, the increases have not been as steep as what we're seeing in the actual retail prices at the moment. But they have been at these elevated levels for some time.
What's very interesting is I was in a shop today and I couldn't believe all the Easter eggs still available. And I thought these must be just too expensive for people to buy the way they used to buy, Patrick. Patrick, before I let you go, I'm also keen just to have you help us understand how excess taxes, you know, based on the announcement by the finance minister here, might be moving through the system right now.
Yeah, so every year the finance minister does in his budget announce increase in excise taxes, which is basically the term people like to use is sin taxes. So, you know, it's X rands or cents on, you know, a pack of 20 cigarettes or a bottle of wine or, it's, you know, a thing of beer. And so these do have an impact on the rates of inflation. So we recorded a 1.9% increase in this category between February and March, so it's kind of a monthly increase. This is a bit less than the increase we recorded at this time last year, which was 2.2%. But, you know, if we just look overall at the year, alcohol and tobacco inflation is at about 4.5%. So that's lower than average inflation, also lower than food inflation at the moment.
Thank you so much, Patrick, for taking us through this data. Have a great evening, further.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Go well. That's Patrick Kelly, Chief Director responsible for Price Stats at Stats SA there. All in all, I think, you know, we are seeing inflation just battling between that 5 to 6% range. And, you know, the finance, the governor of the Reserve Bank, he wants to see 4.5%. So it feels like we're a long way from where we need to go, or that it just takes longer for, you know, inflation to fall than what we'd like. But hopefully towards the end of this year, which is what a few economists that I've spoken to have said, hopefully towards the end of the year, we can see it at around 4.6%. And that might be a sufficient, you know, incentive for us to see it coming down. Also very interesting is that the IMF has come out with a report there, the World Economic Outlook, and they released this report twice a year. One of the interesting things, and I guess something worth also maybe taking with a pinch of salt, but they say that they believe that South Africa's unemployment rate is projected to rise to 33.5% this year and worsen to 33.9% in 2025. According to them, you know, some of the promises and the plans that have been made by the political parties that are in charge just haven't materialized. And they're also speaking to the fact that we're just battling to eke out growth. In fact, they revised our growth prospects down from 1% to 0.9%. Now, I always say that anything less than zero is base. Anything less than one is basically zero. And of course, there's some people who say that might still be something that is rather optimistic. But what is very clear here is that there's a widening divergence in South Africa between low-income people, you know, and those who aren't, I guess, low-income. But what is inequality here is becoming a very, very dangerous point. And the IMF points it here in South Africa, but also says globally, we're seeing this trend of just a more unequal society. And at some point, we have to, you know, ask ourselves a very, very important questions about what kind of system are we operating in that is allowing the poor to get poorer and a handful of people to get richer. In fact, in a bit, we'll hear about high net worth individuals and the numbers are here on the African continent, and also the prospects of that number are growing, where on the African continent high net worth individuals will grow, but what that means for inequality here on the continent.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.